a website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse, getting set for boys basketball, D.C. Everest and the Marshfield Tigers. I'm Chris Conley. You know, one of the intangibles, you know, who wants it more? The Tigers, having fallen to the Evergreens on final possessions in the last two games, are probably dying to put a loss on the Evergreens. And again, Marshfield needs this win if they want to claim conference honors. The Evergreens still have the opportunity. They come in here in fourth place, have the opportunity to move into third, but that's only if they win out against two teams that are ahead of them in the standings, the Tigers tonight and then the Merrill Blue Jays, who they will get at home. And boy, I mean, what a change in fortune for the boys basketball team from Merrill. I remember two seasons ago, the Evergreens had only one conference win. Disappointing, finishing in last place. Coach Rocky Bolden's first game as head coach, and the Blue Jays at home were the only conference game that the Evergreens won. And the Evergreens here see the Blue Jays in front of them and in contention for Valley Conference boys basketball honors. Fortunes change because the players are always changing at the high school level. It's also going to be a little bit of a strange environment because it's a small crowd. Of course, this game is not on anybody's schedule. It's parents' night, so all the parents are here like they normally would, but I just surveyed the bleachers in front of me, and there are more empty seats than there are full seats. Again, I mean, you have to follow the schedule closely when games get canceled and then get put back on. This is one of the games that came back on the schedule, and, I mean, here it is, a Saturday afternoon. A game that was rescheduled on just a couple of days' notice. I know it makes our own Fox Sports broadcast schedule tricky. So, I mean, you have other plans for the weekend, and then suddenly, hey, the basketball game's back on. A lot of folks probably listening in on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, and we're glad that you're with us. Basketball coverage is brought to you by the Clover Belt, by the Red Clover Market. Red Clover Market in Weston is your source for all of your healthy and organic foods. Red Clover Market, supplying fresh and homegrown produce, dairy, and meats. We've already talked about the Marshfield and Merrill games, which remain on the schedule. The Evergreens have one boys basketball game as well. Their last regular season game is against Lakeland, a non-conference game that the Evergreens are scheduled to host. That would close out the regular season. In fact, that would be senior night for the Evergreens. So, I mean, the Evergreens next week have just one game scheduled and then one game the week after that. So the Evergreens will get some additional practice time. Again, the balance of game to practice will be a little bit unusual, tilted towards practice as we come down the stretch of this season. That's an unusual twist. This is the seeding weekend for the girls' basketball tournaments. Once those seeds come out, we know where the Everest girls are playing. We'll post that at everythingevergreens.com or follow my Twitter feed at DCE Chris. The seeding meetings are usually on Sunday. Some of the sectionals now do the seeding electronically. They do it with a teleconference, or they meet via email. Now let's go down to court level. The shoot-around is complete. It's our national anthem. Thank you. team will know where they're going after this weekend. The boys hockey team already has their assignment. They're in action Thursday against Wisconsin Rapids, a game at the Greenheck Fieldhouse. Now, the Evergreens and Red Raiders hockey teams were supposed to play last week, snowed out from Tuesday night. That regular season game will not be made good. You can't get officials for next week because of the state hockey tournament, which is getting underway. So what the Evergreens and Red Raiders have decided to do, that hockey game in the first round of state will also count as a Wisconsin Valley Conference game. That's unusual, but they have no other options in order to make these games good. Evergreens starting lineup being announced to the crowd now. Alex Studeman, Brian Hallenbach, Ethan Ostrowski, Jake Broadhagen, and the Evergreens leading scorer, member of the 1,000-point club, Zion Turner, coming out as the teams meet at the center court. You know what? Both of these teams are junior-based teams. It's entirely possible that the Evergreens and Tigers will be battling each other for conference honors next year. Basketball sponsored by Country Fresh Meats, fresh meat from Wisconsin farms. Make Country Fresh Meats your local choice, corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. Isaac Medverton, 6'4", is going to jump against Jake Broadhagen. Tigers will have the height advantage as we are ready for basketball. About 10 minutes late, a makeup game on a Saturday afternoon. Everest and Tigers should be a fun one today. Both teams playing good basketball. Whistle sounds, balls in the air. Let's light this candle. The Evergreens control the opening tap. Broadhagen tapped it over to Zion Turner. Ostrowski's got it. Marshfield comes out man-to-man defense. Evergreens will look to press. Marshfield's more of a half-court team. Evergreens almost threw that ball out on the sideline. Zion Turner saved it and got it back into Studeman. Evergreens tried to put the ball down low. Turner surveys. Studeman thought about the three off the screen. Instead drives in, hangs in the lane. Tough contested shot, too strong. Studeman follows his miss. He's fouled and he scores! Evergreens will get a chance for a three-point play right off the bat. Studeman had 16 in the winning cause last night, playing well against Wisconsin Rapids. Studeman's going to be a bigger piece for this Everest team next year as well, contributing a lot at the varsity level here today. Anthony Postolik is called for the foul. Studeman makes the free throw, and the Evergreens are off to a 3-0 start. Tigers come into the front court here. Tigers in their black robes over to Brant Bowman. Tigers have been, during this winning streak, a much better outside shooting team. The three goes up when it's open for the Tigers. Anthony Postolik had it for a moment inside to Medverton, who is bodied up there by Broadhagen and goes back out. Tigers are running this as a half-court set. Tigers bounce inside. Ethan Ostrowski with a good defense. Tigers go back out. Traveling, turned over. Preston Wagner, one of the other Tiger starters on his first touch, grabbed that back foot. And the Evergreens get the ball back. Marshfield shows full court pressure as the Evergreens inbound in front of their own bench in the backcourt. Quickly into Zion Turner, 3-on-2. That's kicked by one of the Marshfield players. No, it's not. Oh, my. The Evergreens turned it over. Zion Turner was trying to skip past that ahead to Studeman in the corner. I thought that went off the Marshfield defender. It did not, so the teams trade turnovers. Marshfield again, half court. They run everything from the set. Points in transition, not really a big part of Marshfield's game. The three is. You know, last week when Marshfield blew out Wausau East, 16 threes for the Tigers in that game. It's just sometimes hard to hang with a team when they're getting threes to your twos down at the other end. Driving in is Brant Bowman. He's cut off. Goes back out to Medverton. Got a whistle. Got a non-shooting foul. Broadhagen is the closest player to it. It's going to be on Big Jake, and this will be a non-shooting foul. Marshfield will inbound underneath their own basket. Minute and a half in, Evergreens 3, Tigers nothing. Off the inbound pass, a quick 3, no good. Preston Wagner had it go round and out. Broadhagen clears the boards for the Evergreens, one and done trip. Studeman, the other end, pops his 3 off the back bracket and tracked down in the corner, so both teams miss from behind the arc and no offensive boards either way. Medverton looks to drive in. Medverton was fouled as he started that move to the basket. That's going to be a non-shooting foul. Broadhagen's in the neighborhood, and Jake has 2 early fouls. See if the Evergreens go to Keaton Edwards here. Broadhagen with 2 will stay in. Keaton Edwards still has the warm-up jersey on. Marshfield inbounds underneath their own basket to Medverton. Wow, had a quick step there on Studeman to the rim. Too strong, missing. Offensive rebound, no good for Postolik, and a loose ball foul on the Tigers. Tigers got 2 looks at the rim, both contested shots, but both close to the rack and couldn't get either of them to go down. The foul is on Anthony Postolik. He picks up his 2nd foul. The Evergreens are going to take Broadhagen out, and just like that, the warm-ups come off for Keaton Edwards, and into the lineup he goes. Evergreens will inbound underneath their own basket. Beg your pardon, they'll inbound and have to go the length of the court against this full-court pressure into Keaton Edwards, who bounces over to Brian Hallenbeck. This is Hallenbeck's first touch, who brings it up across the floor to Zion Turner. Lobbed down over the top now to Keaton Edwards. Edwards low post at the rim and in. Keaton Edwards, 7 last night and 2 there. 5-0 Evergreens. And the Tigers are 2 minutes and 15 seconds into this game with no points. 5-0 Evers. Preston Wagner drives the rim. He is fouled and he scores. Well, that changed just like that. I believe this foul is going to be on Hallenbeck. Preston Wagner on the drive. Foul be on Studeman. Basketball is brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center, offering comprehensive orthopedic, podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care with clinics in Wausau, Medford, Maryland, Plover. Online at bonejoint.net. Wagner's free throw to try and complete the three-point play was an ugly one. Just barely grazed the front of the rim. Keaton Edwards gets the rebound. Evergreen's in the front court. Hallenbeck scooping to the rim. Split defenders and scores. Brian Hallenbeck on the drive for the Evergreens. 7-2. Trees over Tigers. Wagner, who beat the Evergreens defense on the drive, takes it up over to Medverdin. Here's an open three. Step back and good from Postolik. He was 2 strides behind the arc and still had the range. 7-5. Again, full court pressure. Evergreens have to be careful with the ball. It's in Hallenbeck's hands, and the Tigers now back it off and will play this in the half court. Evergreens over to Ostrowski. That's a bad pass. Hallenbeck threw it down at Ostrowski's feet and behind him and threw it out of bounds. Tigers get the ball back and will have a chance to either pull even or take the lead with a three. Again, the Evergreens got to make sure you play tight defense behind the arc, because if Marshfield, you play them soft, they're going to take that three. Marshfield is on the perimeter here. Tommy Olson getting his first touch. Olson came in during the last stoppage. He's Marshfield's first sub. Looking to drive in is Medverdin, cut off by Keaton Edwards. Good defense, Edwards. Use the baseline as the helper, just like you're supposed to. Goes back out to Preston Wagner, now along the baseline. No look into the lane. That's out of bounds. That is, ooh, it's off Hallenbeck. Hallenbeck tried to save that ball. I thought it was going to go out off the Tigers. Tommy Olson was cutting to the rim. I thought that was going to be off him until Hallenbeck tried to save it. Tigers inbound underneath, and they'll reset. Evergreen 7, Marshfield 5. Tigers down low here. Tommy Olson, Studeman guards him back out for a three. Could be the lead round and in. A friendly shooter's roll for Brant Bowman. Tigers now lead 8-7. Long pass ahead to Zion Turner. Pops a three. Does Z have an answer? No good. Round and out. Offensive rebound. Defensive rebound. Brant Bowman, one and done trip. So the Tigers have taken their first lead. They're up by one, and they've got the ball back. They go down low. Medverdin, bodied up there by Keaton Edwards, tried to pass to the weak side, knocked away by Ostrowski. Evergreens come away here. Here's Hallenbeck, strip, no call. Oh, you're kidding me. Coming back 2-on-2 the other way. Marshfield, no advantage. They back it back out. No call hurts the Evergreens there. Driving to the rim, spinning. There's a late foul. Oh, my. Three underneath, had that as a tied-up ball. The referee outside called the whistle. Again, what you hate about that call is the guy who's closest to it saw it from a different way. Ethan Ostrowski is called for the foul. They're going to say that Preston Wagner was in the process of shooting, so he gets 2, and he makes the first. Yeah, I mean, the referee underneath indicated jump ball on the tie-up, and the action looked clean to me, and then the referee outside, he's 25 feet away, he blows his whistle and calls the foul on Everest. Second free throw is also good. Preston Wagner gets the 2 gifts, and the Evergreens now find themselves trailing 10-7. Again, full court pressure. It hasn't generated any turnovers for the Tigers yet. Hallenbeck gets it into the front court. Hallenbeck on his dribble gets it over to Studeman. Studeman guarded closely to Zion Turner. Z not on the board yet. Pops his three here, fading backwards. Good! Boy, that changed quickly. Zion Turner's three ties us up, 10 apiece. 13 minutes to play in the first half. Tigers now Addison Hill, who came in during the last stoppage, got his first touch. Medverdin with Keaton Edwards on him, looking to drive in the lane. Wow, extra step there for Bowman, and he missed at the rim. Studeman clears the boards for the Evergreens. So a one-and-done trip. Long outlet pass knocked away. It's loose. That ball's out of bounds. Let's see which way it's going. It'll stay with the Evergreens. Yes, it will. Evergreens will make a substitution here. Cade Sievertson is in. Brian Hallenbach comes out. Hallenbach doesn't quite look like himself here. Hallenbach turned the ball over, missed at the rim. Studeman gives the Evergreens another outside, Sievertson gives the Evergreens another outside shooter. It's in Zion Turner's hands, now Ethan Ostrowski. Ostrowski had kind of a quiet game against Wisconsin Rapids last night. Ethan, for a big kid, can pop from the outside. Keaton Edwards with his dribble. I'm not sure you want that. Keaton Edwards tried to bounce it to Zion Turner in the corner. It's out of Zion's wingspan and goes out of bounds. Edwards trying to get it over to Turner. That's the Evergreens' fourth turnover here in the first half, so you'd like to tighten that up. Game tied 10 apiece. 12 and a half until intermission. Tigers have not been playing particularly well either, and both of these teams kind of look like they played games last night. And driving in, losing the handle, was Medverton, stolen by Ostrowski. Medverton had that ball come free as he was trying to drive into the paint. Studeman down low, Keaton Edwards, but he's outside the blocks and outside the paint. Not good positioning there, goes back out. Back to Keaton Edwards, double team, he's banged hard. Keaton Edwards is getting himself to the free throw line. No, I think they're going to say that Keaton Edwards was trying to pass that down low. I think it's going to be a non-shooting foul. I think that's the correct call there. Isaac Medverton picks it up. So the Evergreens will inbound underneath their own basket. Three team fouls on the Tigers. Evergreens have five against them. That ball's tipped into the backcourt and loose. Out of bounds. That should be out of bounds off the Tiger. Wow, the Tigers player out-hustled the Evergreens and saved it along the baseline. Ostrowski was going to get that roll out, and Medverton, hustling all the way down the court, saved it to his teammate. Tigers driving in. Brant Bowman fouled by Zion Turner. That's the Evergreens' last foul to give. Beg your pardon, fifth, not sixth team foul. First on Zion Turner. It's a common foul, so the Tigers inbound underneath their own basket. To the corner, Brant Bowman, three goes up. It's a miss. Long rebound out to Zion Turner. Evergreens look to press, but no numbers advantage here. Zion stumbled forward, saved by Studeman, almost lost the ball. Now Ostrowski goes over the top to Keaton Edwards, but Edwards is 15 feet away on the baseline. Dribbles a couple of times. Edwards leans in. Lot of contact. Edwards scores. Could have been on the line for a three. Keaton Edwards gives the Evergreens the lead back, 12-10. Again, the Tigers, I mean, like a light switch, could suddenly get hot from the outside, and the complexion of this game would completely change. A lot has not been dropping on the outside for the Tigers here. Thinking about the straight-on three was Medverton, tried to drive in, cut off, goes back out to Tommy Olson. This possession will bring us under 11 minutes in the first half. Here's the outside three. Could be another lead change. No good for Medverton. Keaton Edwards was right in his face, and the rebound comes to the Evergreens. Cade Sievertson thought about the three to Keaton Edwards. Cross. Ostrowski open for the three. Back to Zion Turner. Three ball in the air off the back bracket. Ostrowski offensive rebound. Back to Sievertson. Round and out. No good. Wow, Zion Turner is getting clobbered underneath. Was able to tip it there. Z is fouled on a putback attempt. To be honest with you, Zion was fouled on a loose ball foul, battling for that rebound. Zion was able to persevere, was able to tip it back to his teammate Studeman, who rotated it back to Zion Turner. Turner's going to get two free throws. Brant Bowman is called for the foul. And Zion Turner's first is good. 13-10. Hallenbach comes back in, and the first blow in the first half for Alex Studeman, who goes over to the bench for a brief moment. Studeman's been playing well in the second half of the season. He's not going to be on the bench for long. Zion Turner gets his second free throw, 14-10 Evergreens, 10:45 to play in the first half. Tigers, while on the drive, Preston Wagner cut off along the baseline, and bad pass going back out. Stolen by Sievertson. Sievertson one-on-one to the rim, scores! The Evergreens get points off a Tiger turnover. 16-10 is the largest lead in this early stage of the game. Evergreens are on top. Brant Bowman with Zion Turner on him. He's got one foul. Don't want the second to come. Wagner back out for a three. There's an answer. Good. Wagner's got seven, and the Evergreens lead is halved to three. Zion Turner in transition. Extra pass. Z traveled. Yeah, he did. Zion Turner took an extra step before dishing off to Keaton Edwards. Not in the NBA. Not at most college games. But at the high school level, that Euro step, that draws the whistle, and it was a correct call. Can the Tigers answer on a Marshfield, on an Everest turnover, bounced into the corner, driving in, a lot of contact, and have a non-shooting foul as that was Addison Hill who got tangled up there. That is the Evergreens' last foul to give. Let's see who this is on. I believe that's going to be on Keaton Edwards. It'll be his first. So the Tigers go into the bonus the next time a horn sounds against the Evergreens. They inbound underneath. Evers leading by three. Marshfield back out. Preston Wagner, who hit his last from behind the arc, now goes over to Addison Hill, thinks to drive in. Ostrowski, no call. A lot of contact there. Misses at the rim. Saved by Hallenbeck to the Tigers. Driving baseline. That's blocked from behind by Hallenbeck. Ball stays inbounds right underneath the cylinder. And stolen there by Zion Turner of the Evergreens. Hustle play for Z. And the Evergreens get the ball back. You know, Marshfield could tie the game with a three. They got one contested look at the rim, and then the Evergreens out-hustled the Tigers to get the loose ball. Hallenbeck for the Evergreens looks to drive in, has his dribble, gives it over to Sievertson. Sievertson on the drive, settles for a foul line extended two. It's good. Cade Sievertson off the bench has made his first two shots. 18-13 Evergreens, and now we're at the nine-minute mark in the first half. Preston Wagner. Wagner's been the one Tiger who's been hot from behind the arc so far. Gives it up to Tommy Olsen. Hallenbeck plays him soft. Now over to Wagner again. The Evergreens have Ostrowski. This is a good matchup. The Evergreens put a little more height on Wagner defensively. We like that. Open for the three is Addison Hill, but he doesn't pop there. It's open on the left elbow. While traveling, there is Bowman. Bowman shuffled that back foot. The shot goes up, and it gets a friendly roll and goes in. A lot of slippage on that back plant foot, sure looked like it to me. 18-15, Evergreen still lead on the Tigers' make. Here's Hallenbeck. Hallenbeck still with his dribble, pulls up contested. Wow, Hallenbeck is staggered backwards, and there's no call. He misses at the rim. That Marshfield, that was clean up top, but the Tigers player, wow, chest to chest, staggered Hallenbeck back. Tigers with a miss there from Tommy Olsen. Evergreens get the rebound. Hallenbeck back out to Zion Turner. Turner picked up his dribble, back to Hallenbeck again. Now at 8 minutes to play in the first half. Evergreens by three and the Rock. Hallenbeck to Zion Turner. A step back three, up, arcing, left it short. Yeah, Zion was one full step behind the arc, and it hit the front of the rim. And Zion Turner with a steal on the outlet pass. Z to the rim. Fouled, and he scores. That's a bad foul on Preston Wagner. If you're going to initiate contact there, you've got to bump hard enough that that doesn't go down. Zion Turner on the steal goes coast to the rack and gets himself fouled, too. Preston Wagner's first. Boy, is that a coachable moment there. You either surrender the 2 points. If you're going to make the contact, that ball cannot go through the rim, and it did. 20-15 on the make. Ethan Ostrowski is going to come out for the Evergreens for the first time in the game. And Colton Keelman will come in. Colton saw only limited minutes against Wisconsin Rapids last time. Let's see if Zion Turner can complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Yes, he can. Z is 3 for 3 from the free throw line and now has 8 points. 21-15, Evergreens leading. 7.5 to play in the first half. Off a screen, Postlick was open, does not fire. Hallenbeck dares him to move to the left. Hallenbeck was playing him off to the right-hand side like he didn't think he could take him the other direction. Postlick doesn't take that challenge, gives it up. Along the baseline, Keaton Edwards back in for the Evergreens, given the minutes. Joey Gertl is in. While open for the three again, there was Medverton, and it doesn't go up. Looking to drive in. This is Tommy Olsen. Keaton Edwards, good defense, cut off Olsen from driving on the baseline. This has been a good defensive set for the Evergreens. The Tigers back out and reset here. Marshfield's held the ball for half a minute, hasn't gotten a look at the rim. Looking to drive in traffic. A lot of contact, partially stripped by Colton Keelman. Comes to the Evergreens, 3-on-3 the other way. Zion Turner to the rim. Nice pass to Sievertson. Z sets up Sievertson, and it's 23-15. Evergreens open their biggest lead of the afternoon, an 8-point edge. 6:40 to play until halftime. Postlick picked up his dribble well away from the basket. Gets it over to Tommy Olsen. It is the Tigers who look like they had the late wake-up call so far. Again, both teams played last night. Tigers were 18-point winners over last-place Wausau West. Evergreens played last night and were 23-point winners over second-to-last-place Wisconsin Rapids. Marshfield trying to create in the half court. Gadel gets it over to Tommy Olsen, now in the corner. Kyle Tremmerling has come in as Marshfield's looking for different combinations here. Straight on three. Girdle off the back rim. No good. Hallenbeck with the rebound for the Evergreens. Long outlet pass ahead to Zion Turner. Tracked down in the corner. Marshall's got two players back. Zion Turner probably took an extra step there. No call. Missed at the rim. Zion tried to wheel that round one of the Marshfield players. Tigers throw the outlet pass into the Everest bench. It was tipped out by one of the Evergreens. Zion Turner is going to get a breather here. A lot of times the Evergreens give him a break here. Zion has not been on the bench at all. Alex Studeman will come back in. So the Evergreens rest their best player with an 8-point lead. So let's see if the Evergreens can hold this advantage when Zion comes back in. Now under 6 minutes to play in the first half. Almost stolen on the pass back to Korth. Yeah, Cody Korth comes in for the Tigers. So the Tigers are just looking for different combinations that can give them something from the outside. Evergreen's defense has been locked down tight in these man-to-man sets. Postelic with his dribble. Postelic hit his opening three and has been quiet since. And Hallenbeck again dares him to drive left. Hallenbeck plays him soft. Passes off Olsen to the rim. Blocked by Keaton Edwards. No. But Keaton Edwards' outlet pass is stolen right back. Stripped by Hallenbeck and out of bounds. Postelic was driving to the rim, had the ball down low by his hip, and Hallenbeck got his hand out and wrenched it away from him. Clean there. 5:16 to play in the first half. Inbounds to the corner, shot from Postelic, no good. And Keaton Edwards gets the rebound for the Evergreens. Neither team's taken a timeout here in this first half. Much to our sponsor's concern. Baseline pass to Colton Keelman. Three ball from the baseline is short. Keaton Edwards just took the rebound away from Postelic and scores. Stronger player one there. Keaton Edwards, big, broad shoulder, yanked it right away from Postelic, and up it went. Evergreens by 10 now. Tigers do not want a timeout. They'll play through this. Girdle gets it over to Bowman, and now up high, Olsen. You know, the Tigers have been cold enough from the outside that some of these players look like they're a little gun-shy to put up the three here. Marshfield's passing up some open shots. Bounced along the baseline. Cade Sievertson knocked it out of bounds. Everest defense is tight. Now Marshfield will indeed take a timeout. The Everest defense has been great in the first half. Evergreens 25, Marshfield 15. Back in 30 seconds on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Let's meet at the bar!
Come in from the cold and party at the bar located in the Cedar Creek Village in Rothschild, where sports, food, and fun are the name of the game. You can try all the items on the new food menu or have the bar deliver. Remember, the bar has private party rooms for your parties or corporate events, too. Central Wisconsin's number one for late-night winter fun is the bar, located in the Cedar Creek Village in Rothschild. Interested in working at the bar? Apply online and find out what's happening at the bar anytime at meetatthebar.com.
Let's meet at the bar!
WRIG Schofield Wausau and W230BU 93.9 FM Wausau.
We're back at the DC Everest Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. There are some people who've been tuning around their radio dial and probably been saying, oh, the Evergreens are playing today? Yes, this is a makeup game from the game that was frozen out earlier in the week. Evergreens and Tigers. Marshfield's in first place and the hottest team in the league on a 7-game winning streak, but they trail to the Evergreens here 25-15. Tigers will inbound underneath their own basket. The Evergreens defense has been stellar so far in this game. And Marshfield inbounds it all the way into the backcourt. Postelic, been quiet here, gets it over to Addison Hill, now gives it back to Postelic. Again, Hallenbeck on him, and Hallenbeck's won that defensive battle for the Evergreens in this man-to-man defense. To the corner, Tommy Olsen, who's a three-point threat, but Keaton Edwards is on him. They go back out. Here's a three from Brant Bowman. Good. I mean, the Evergreens just want to be concerned that the Tigers don't suddenly heat up. And full court pressure, the Evergreens were indecisive on the inbounds pass and have turned it over. Wow, there's a travel on an extra step as Bowman drives in on the takeaway and scores. So Marshfield has a quick five and has just cut the Everest lead in half. 25-20 now, and the Evergreens want a timeout as the Evergreens were in danger of turning the ball over in the backcourt. So, in just a moment, a three and then a turnover and a two, and Marshfield right back in this thing, 25-20, 4 minutes to play until halftime. We'll take another 30-second break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
It's a party, put your hands up.
Before you know it, we'll be saying goodbye to snow days and hello to fair days.
The Wisconsin Valley Fair, July 30th through August 4th. 5 full days of food, games, rides, live music, and so much more. Purchase your fair day now during the winter blowout sale to get gate admission passes for just $18 and ride wristbands for $20. Good for any day of the fair, July 30th through August 4th. Sale only runs for a limited time, so buy your fair day now. Only available at Crossroads County Market of Wausau.
Follow the Evergreens anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcast at everythingevergreens.com.
We are Buckmark!
Welcome back to the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. The Evergreens have decided they've had enough of Zion Turner on the bench. Off the inbounds pass, Hallenbach back to Turner for a three. Good! The Evergreens, that's a big three there, 28-20. So Zion right off the bench produces something for the Evergreens immediately. See if the Tigers have an answer. Postlick picked up his dribble, double team down low. Medverton go to the corner. Three ball from Bowman. He hit from there before, and he hit from there again. Bowman's now got 13. 28-23 is the team's trade threes, and we'll go under 3 minutes to play in the first half. Now here's Zion Turner again. Baseline three. It's a miss. Tigers get the rebound. It's Preston Wagner. You know what? The Tigers are heating up. They're shooting better from the outside. Last couple of trips down the floor. Here's a three again. Brant Bowman, and he's got another one. Bowman, one, two, three threes now. 28-26. Here comes Marshfield. Evergreen's 10-point lead trimmed to two. Alex Studeman in the corner does not take the three. Drives to the rim, rolls around, and in. Studeman on the drive. 30-26, but the Evergreens have been trading threes to twos here, and that's allowed Marshfield to get closer. On the switch dribble, Preston Wagner goes back out, open for a three. Medverton, that one's round and out, no good. Studeman up for the rebound for the Evergreens. Everest may take it under 2 minutes to play in the half on this possession. Everest by four. Here's Hallenbeck. Hallenbeck has only 2 points and a couple of turnovers. So if the Evergreens can get Hallenbeck on track in the second half, that'd make a difference. Zion Turner thought about that three, then he's cut off on the drive, gives it over to Ostrowski. Down low to Keaton Edwards. Edwards back out to Hallenbeck. Hallenbeck with his dribble spins down low, passes out to Turner. Open three for Z. Good! Zion Turner can fill it up when they play him soft like that. Z's got three threes, and the Evergreens stretch it back out to a seven-point edge. 1.5 to play until intermission. Here's Medverton, triple teamed along the baseline. Back out Olsen, three from the corner. Good. Tommy Olsen's first make. Marshfield's last three have been all from down from the three-point edge. Zion Turner drives in, breaking the pressure, leaves it for Keaton Edwards. Baseline three, no good. Tigers get it. And got a whistle, and the Tigers want a timeout. Well, Marshfield certainly has the momentum from what, about the five-minute mark down to where we are here with 1:17 left. Evergreen still lead 33-29. I mean, Marshfield's only lead in this game came in the early stages. Tigers were up by 3 points. Evergreens have led by as many as 10. Basketball is brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. It's your life, it's your smile. Schedule your free consultation with DeVorney Orthodontics. Wausau, Antigo, Merrill. Call 715-842-5688. 715-842-5688. Our website for Everest fans is everythingevergreens.com. It's where we post our podcasts, have scores and highlights on all of your favorite Everest teams. Brought to you by Tulusti, Kennedy, and Dirks, attorneys at law. The Cloverbelt Credit Union, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, and the Bone and Joint Center. everythingevergreens.com. Posted last night, the girls' basketball win. The girls got a late basket from Zoe Minahan and came from behind to beat Wisconsin Rapids 48-47 on senior night. I mean, it's that time of the winter sports season where a lot of seniors realize that their playing careers in whatever sport it is getting short. Tigers have the ball out of this timeout. Evergreens have the lead, 33-29. I think it's important for the Evergreens to have some kind of lead going into halftime. The Evergreens have outplayed the Tigers for the entire body of the first half, even though the Tigers have momentum now. Bounce to the corner. Tommy Olsen thought about the three again, put it back down. His feet weren't set. Goes back to Postolik, and now under 1 minute to play until halftime. Zion Turner guarding very close on Postolik. They go back out. Marshfield works around the perimeter. Bounce pass down low. Wow, that Zion who switched off on Addison Hill. Back out for a three. No good from Postolik. Keaton Edwards outfought for that rebound and gets it. Evergreens are going to hold for a final shot here, and why not? This will assure that they will go into the locker room with the edge. Zion Turner walks it up. Timer is moving. 35, 34, 33. And Zion's got it out near the center circle. Yep, the Evergreens are going to make sure that they will have some kind of edge going in on the Tigers. Evergreens take the clock down now to 25. 24, 23, Zion Turner guarded by Addison Hill. Zion just looks like he could take Hill on the dribble if he wants to at any time. It's the passes over here to Studeman, and we're down to 13, 12, 11. Back to Zion Turner. They double-team him. Zion picks up his dribble to Hallenbeck. Looks to drive in 7-6. Hallenbeck leads in and scores with 5 seconds left. If Marshfield pushes, they can get a look at the rim. They're quickly into the front court. Knocked away by Ethan Ostrowski. Marshfield doesn't get a look at the rim. Just like in the final sequence in the second half when we played there in Marshfield. Tigers should have been able to get a look at the basket there, and they did not. The Evergreens go to halftime leading by 6, 35-29. Well, this is certainly a game that's going to be decided in the second half, but the Evergreens will take the advantage that they have right now. We'll preview a Fox Sports doubleheader tonight. We've got DC Everest Hockey down in Stevens Point. Tell you about that, and we'll look at our first half leading scorers when we come back after a 3-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.